Welcome to this episode of the Library is Open podcast. Today, we're celebrating Bywater's 15th anniversary with founders Nathan Carulla and Brendan Gallagher. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Library is Open podcast. If you don't know, Bywater is celebrating 15 years of service this year. Woo-hoo! We have Nate and Brendan here. What's up, guys?
How's Hello. It going, Elise? I'm just in chilly Connecticut in my Bywater Solutions heated vest with my Bywater Solutions blanket keeping me warm while I'm drinking out of my Bywater Solutions mug. But, you know, it's getting really hot here, so I'm going to take this off.
What is that?
This was our 10-year logo, but it looks like we're at 15 years, so I guess this should go too. I'm doing a little striptease here. Okay, much more appropriate. Oh, look, it's still Bywater. It's getting sunny out now, though, so good thing I got a visor to drink my vintage water out of.
Wow.
And a nice koozie to keep my water bottle cold that I can put on my Bywater pad. And then late night, when things get a little crazy.
Helped cool you down?
Oh, thank you. That feels better. But hey, when I have a party later and I need a charcuterie board, then I can use the Bywater Solutions cutting board.
Ooh.
Wow.
I've got my my Bywater. Oh, come on, stupid screen. I've got my Bywater cooler here. I will grab.
You're going to the beach? Oh my God.
Water. I'll put it into my Monday Minutes mug.
Yay.
Y'all have thought of everything with these swag items. We have all seasons, temperatures, time zone situations covered. Love it.
You can see our vintage logo. That was the original iteration of the Bywater Solutions logo right there with the dots.
Wow. So the first logo. Okay.
This is the vintage, one of our first polos.
Yeah.
Polo shirts. Yep.
That's awesome. Well, that was a lot of really fun swag.
We've got swag.
15 years of swag.
15 years.
So let's just get into it. We have a lot of new listeners. So for those that don't know, can you just get back to the basics and just kind of tell people what is Bywater, number one? Because people do come up to us at conferences and think we sell water sometimes. So just maybe give a little backstory of what we do and how you guys got it started.
Sure. I'll go ahead and talk about how we got started, and then I'll pass it to Nate for about everything that we do. Originally, I worked in libraries, and the relationship that I had with our vendors who were supposed to be providing support for us, it wasn't very like copacetic. Working in libraries, I was very frustrated with the software also at the same time that I found the Koha open source project, and I fell in love with the model and I fell in love with the product. And from there, I went and I talked to Nate about starting a company. And what we wanted to start the company together about was really about the relationship that libraries can have with their support vendors. We wanted to make that no matter what product you were using or whatever vendor you went to, every single library would have a good and open and honest relationship with their support vendor to be able to actually support the needs of their users. And so it's all about communication and support. And that's where we built, and that's what we started with. And I would say now, 15 years later, that's still our core. What we want to do in the library marketplace. And we've also grown to other products, and we're continuing to emphasize that relationship between libraries and their support vendors.
Yeah. And we support a number of products. The main ones being the Koha open source integrated library system. It was the first open source ILS and the first web-based ILS. And that was created back in 2000. So about 25 years ahead of most of the industry in terms of the web-based functionality. And we also support the Aspen Discovery System. We've been supporting that for about 4 years, 5 years now. And we've got thousands of libraries using it worldwide now and multiple vendors supporting it. We also support the LibKey kiosk management system. It's a web-based PC reservation system that we provide, also open source. And we support a couple customers on Folio as well. So we've got our fingers in lots of different areas. The last one that we support is Metabase, which is an open source reporting tool that works very well with all the other products that we support. But, you know, we're really in the business of making sure libraries and technology can communicate and getting rid of any frustrations or lost in translation between those two kind of entities. And, you know, we're there as a consultant to help libraries adopt and utilize these products in a successful way. We don't own the products, the libraries do. So, you know, we're not a software vendor. We're a service and support vendor. That's our main priority.
Nice. And that's how you, and I think a fun fact that a lot of people might not know, but also people might not know, is y'all were childhood friends growing up.
We were. Yeah. That's where I wore my Hartford Whalers hat. Yeah. So the throwback to Connecticut. So that's where Nate and I grew up together.
Yeah.
That's definitely. So awesome.
We were neighbors since birth.
Wow.
Yep.
So to me, that's like goals to start a company with your BFF. So can you talk for a minute just about what that's like, how, you know, growing and, you know, starting this with your best friend, like what is that experience like?
I'll let you go first, Nate, on this one, and then I'll follow.
It's been awesome. You know, everything you read says don't, right? But we did a lot of things that you shouldn't when it comes to business. When we first started the company, a lot of things that, oh no, you can't have a completely virtual company. You can't have employees working from home. You can't watch them. We've been virtual since 2009. And now pretty much everybody's virtual. You know, they said you shouldn't start a business with your friends or family. Well, you know, my best friend in the whole world and I started a company together. And it's been great. And I think the biggest benefit to having this business relationship, when you're in a partnership with anybody, you're going to have disagreements and you're going to have arguments and you're going to have fights. But when you get into an argument with someone you've known for your entire life, one of the people will always step back and say, let's pump the brakes. Remember why we got into this. Let's remember why we got into this. Let's remember our friendship. And that immediately takes the heat out of any argument or conversation that you're having, and the emotion gets taken out, and you can kind of address issues in a much more cohesive way, remembering that, you know, you've known each other for 44 years and, you know, let's just figure it out. And, you know, we really don't argue a lot. But when we do, there's always that, you know, and that's really been a real big benefit to having a business partner like Brendan, because I'm fiery. and Brendan and I complement each other in our personalities very well. That's my answer.
So you do have difficult conversations, and having the ability at the end of the day and during those difficult conversations to really understand the benefit of the doubt and the goal that we have together. And I think we're more lucky than a lot of people because we had the very same goal of we want to communicate a lot. We want to make sure that our like the service of support that we're providing is the best. Also, another great advantage that we had is that, like Nate said, the yin and the yang, but that also comes with skill. So there's certain parts where, I did not have the skills. I did not have the ability to be able to do it, whereas Nate had it. And so it was very good that we were able to, you know, migrate in that way. So like this area, be like, hey, Nate, you concentrate on that. I'll concentrate on this technical stuff over here. So we really complimented each other like that. And we were very respectful of that. And it was never of like, why aren't you getting this done? It was more of like, hey, what can I do to help you? Which, like, you know, hearing that from your business partner is awesome. And so, like, that language and that relationship has always been a very, very strong part of our business, us doing business together. And, you know, the first thing we did as a business together was we bought a house together and worked on that. So, you know, we figured out some learning lessons then, and they've been very practical that we've applied to Bywater.
Yeah, that deep-rooted mutual respect is key. And like Brendan said, we have different talents and experience, but throughout the 15 years, we've learned from each other. So now, if one of us is out, the staff isn't like, oh my God, when's Brendan coming back? You know, we've really kind of fed off of each other's strengths and kind of learned from each other throughout the last 15 years so that we're more well-rounded as humans and as business owners, because of the relationship that we've had together all these years. So pretty awesome.
Yes. Yep.
That's so fabulous. And speaking of that, let's talk about growth for a second, because thinking about when we started 15 years ago to now, and even just in the past 2 years, I started 2 years ago, I've seen the company grow by like 20 employees. Can you talk about that for a second? What has it been like to watch the company grow so fast? What is that experience like?
So I think you can see why Nate doesn't have any hair and why I'm really gray, really white now. So it's both fun and it's hard. So we started March 9th of 2009. That was the day that we incorporated. Obviously, Nate and I had started before then. And so we started at 2 employees and now we're over 50. The beginning of the pandemic, we were about 25 employees. Now we're 4 years later, we're 50 plus employees. So we've doubled in the last 4 years. But it's also been kind of easy in the sense that all of the people that work for Bywater are so passionate. They're so into helping people. They're so empathetic. Everyone here, like, I think we're really, really lucky. Like, the whole group that we have working together are all extremely high powered, want to do a lot of work. And I think we all have the same common goal that we want our libraries to be happy. So that way they can provide better services and programs to their users. So I'd say it's been easy for us in that sense, that the group that we've had has helped carry us all along, and they've all been super, super highly motivated.
I agree with everything Brendan said. You know, librarians in general are very conscientious individuals, and we're 85% employed by people who are either librarians or have experience in the library world. So they're very, you know, everyone who works with us, all the team has been very passionate throughout. We've got people with a lot of tenure that work with us. And that's been, you know, awesome to see. But yeah, I mean, anytime the transition from a small company to a medium company, it's difficult because you have to formalize things that you never really had to formalize before. But, you know, it's part of growth. We're ready for it. We planned for it. It's not the first time that we've seen a spike in growth like this. And it won't be the last. So yeah, we love it.
Speaking of not being the last, what about the next 15 years? What are your goals or dreams or hopes for the next 15 years of Bywater?
I am looking like 5 years. 15 years is a long way.
Yeah, that
considering like what's coming tomorrow. But I think that we're gonna see a lot of growth in Aspen. And we're looking to really help build an awesome Aspen open source community. And I think that, like, for our Aspen product, that'll be a lot of our work is helping to create an awesome community that can help sustainability and maintenance of Aspen the whole time. And then I see some like growth within Koha of our product has gotten to a great point. And now what we need to do is we need to go back and refine some of our original things. One thing I bring up there is the acquisitions 2.0 development, where we really want to have acquisitions in Koha lead the industry on how it's done. And so, like, you know, that's a process that we're going through. So I see like refinements in Koha, and for Aspen, it's more integrations and building a community.
Yeah. And, you know, we're in a great position to expand on that acquisitions functionality because of the fact that we work so well with third-party vendors and they love working with us because we don't put barriers in place for them to access our mutual partners. We don't charge them to work with us. So, you know, it makes their product better. It makes our product better. And it, at the end of the day, the end user has a better experience as a result. You know, so when we find other vendors that focus more on how it benefits the patron or the library instead of how it benefits their company, we try and closely align ourselves with those vendors and get a more seamless integration with these crucial kind of elements that go into acquisitions, where you buy your books. You know, so the more we can kind of integrate that experience into one unified place, the better it is for everybody. And that's really our big goal. And we're seeing the adoption of, you know, Koha and Aspen in much larger institutions. So you're going to see more development going into Koha in terms of granularity for multi-sites, things like that, to better cater to these larger library systems that are really starting to seriously look at and adopt Koha and Aspen. So, yeah.
It's been so exciting to see some of these bigger systems come on.
It has.
It really has. So just a little fun question as we kind of get to the end of the podcast for each of you. I know it's hard to think of, but if there's like one memory that stands out to you, one, you know, favorite conference or KohaCon or anything like that, what is one of your favorite memories in your?
Oh, I've got a wonderful one. So it was our, it was very, very early on in the company. And so Nate made the transition from the retail world, okay, whatever, to the library world, yay! And Nate's always been awesome in love for libraries and everything like that. So very, very early on, he had to go and do some sales pitches where he's trying to talk with librarians and he's learning the product and going forward. And so what he did was he went into this meeting with the Vocal Libraries, which is a Vermont group, and he explained our name. So he gave the whole story of why we came up with Bywater and the connection with Lord of the Rings and that Koha was originally from New Zealand. And so we wanted to connect the Lord of the Rings to that and everything. And so he gave this whole spiel. And then the library board says, okay, we're sold. Oh, we love you. And then Nate was like, oh, awesome. Can I still do the demo? Because I need to practice. So sweet. And they're like, sure, sure, Nate, go ahead.
That was a good one. I'd have to say, 2010? KohaCon New Zealand?
Yeah.
Proposed to my wife in New Zealand at that conference. That was one of the real first times. Was that 2010? When was that? 2010. Yep.
October 2010.
So that was right when we started the company. Wow.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was.
So it was my first real exposure to how global this product really was and how passionate everyone around the world is about it. And it was a real eye opener for me. New Zealand's an amazing place. And the people who started, you know, Koha, who were based in New Zealand, are amazing people. Even though they took me on a mountain biking ride that almost cost me my life like four times. but, you know, it was cool. I still lived long enough to propose. It was an awesome conference and I'll never forget that experience. That was way up there.
Yeah, that's hard to top. Proposing, almost dying. I mean, checks off all the boxes. Wow.
You know, our first conference at Plano was really awesome too because no one knew us. Yeah. And we were scrappy. And I remember I had this huge, I don't even know if they make them anymore, like 18-inch laptop. And I didn't know what the heck people were talking about because I had just started with libraries and software. I just made sure to go to every proposal that was well attended, every presentation that was well attended, sit in the front row with my gigantic laptop open, and it just had our logo. So I would just sit there like this. So everybody in the room could see Bywater, and people would come up and say, what the hell's Bywater? Yeah, I've been staring at this for the past 45 minutes. And that was like kind of like how we got in, you know. And it was scrappy and it was fun and we didn't really know what we were doing yet. And you know, that was a really great experience. So I shared two, sorry.
No, two is amazing. That's fabulous. Well, it's going to be an exciting year ahead. We'll see everybody at PLA coming up. We got ALA this year, Kohakon and Toronto this year.
Yeah. And you know,
Montreal. It's
really, really hot in Connecticut here right now. See, like, oh, we got one more.
Is that a Monday Minute?
Shout out to Monday Minutes.
Subscribe to Monday Minutes if you don't already.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Brendan,
as you can see, we are many layered here.
Layers of Bywater.
Like an onion.
Thank you both so much for
awesome.
For
thank you, Elise.
Today.
And thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you around Library World.
And thanks to all of our partners who have gotten us this far. I mean,
oh, yeah.
15 years, who knew? You know, many of you have been with us through this whole ride. So
and especially without thanks. Your word of mouth and support, I don't know if we'd all be here. And you all are here with us.
Definitely.
We love you, partners. All right, everybody.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.